hung on Mogaba's response to that gesture of camaraderie. Croker waited quietly. It was a time when almost anything said would be too much said. Nothing needed to be discussed or explained. Everything hinged on Mogaba's reaction. If he reciprocated, all was well. If not... The men looked one another in the eye. Hot fires burned within Mogaba. Nothing showed on his face, but Croker sensed the battle within him. His ambition against the lifetime of training and the obvious will of the soldiers. Their cheers made their sentiments clear. Mogaba's struggle went on. Twice his right hand rose, fell back. Twice he opened his mouth to speak, then bit down on ambition's tongue. Croker broke eye contact long enough to examine the Nar. He tried to send an appeal. Help your chieftain. Sindawe understood. He fought his own conscience a moment. Started walking. He passed the two. Joined the old members of the company forming up behind Croker. One by one, a dozen Nar followed. Mogaba's hand started up a third time. Men held their breaths. Then Mogaba looked at his feet.
I can't, Captain. There is a shadow within me. I can't. Kill me. And I can't do that. I promised your men I wouldn't harm you no matter your choice.
Kill me, Captain, before this thing in me turns to hatred.
I couldn't even if I hadn't promised.
I'll never understand you.
Mogaba's hand fell.
You're strong enough to come face me when for all you know you'd be killed. But you're not strong enough to save the trouble sparing me will cost.
I can't snuff the light I sense in you. It may yet become the light of greatness.
Not a light, Captain. A wind out of nowhere, born in darkness. For both our sakes, I hope I'm wrong, but I fear you'll regret your mercy.
Mogaba took a step backward. Croker's arm fell. Everyone watching sighed, dismayed, though they had little hope of rapprochement. Mogaba saluted, wheeled, marched away, followed by three Nar who had not crossed over with Sindawe.
Hey!
Swan yelled a moment later, breaking the silence. Them bastards is stealing our boat!
Let them go.
Croker faced friends he had not seen for months.
From the Book of Clote. In those days the company was in service to the Sindarks of Dai Komena, and they were delivered.
His friends all grinned and roared approval. He grinned back.
Hey, we've got work to do here. We've got a city to evacuate. Let's hit it.
From one eye he watched the boat cross the lake. From the other he kept watch on Sindhu. It felt good to be back. Thus was Deja Gore delivered, and the true company set free. Chapter 72. The Howler perched atop a tall stool, out of the way while Long Shadow prepared. He was impressed by the array of mystical and thaumaturgic Jew jaws Long Shadow had assembled during one short generation. Such had remained scarce while they had been in thrall to the lady and non-existent under the rule of her husband before her. They had wanted no one getting independent. Howler had very little, though he was free now. He had little need to possess. Not so, Long Shadow. He wanted to own at least